أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد جئناهم بكتاب فصلناه على علم هدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون. هل ينظرون إلا تأويله يوم يأتي تأويله يقول الذين نسوه من قبل قد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق فهل لنا من شفعاء فيشفعوا لنا أو نرد فنعمل غير الذي كنا نعمل قد خسروا أنفسهم وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 52 and 53 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the previous verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the people of the fire of Jahannam seeking water from the people of Jannah, and then their response. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the original reason why people have deviated from the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's steps were to make sure that man has hidayat and man has guidance. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ جِئْنَاهُمْ بِكِتَابٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Certainly we had brought to them a kitab, a book, which we expounded in knowledge. When we look at this Quran, we will find it is full of academic discussions. And these discussions, many of it are very easily understood, especially when it comes to the discussion of the Akhirat, it comes to the discussion of the day of Qiyamah, Jannah, Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala has expounded it in such a way that there remains no doubt in the minds of the people. We've discussed these surahs and these verses coming right from Surah Al-Fatiha, and how many times has Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala explained, and Allah Ta'ala has explained, and Allah has explained. The shortness of this life, the reality of the day of Qiyamah, the coming of Qiyamah, Jannah, Jahannam, and the Hisab and the Kitab and all of that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has expounded it. Then when we look at the issues with regards to the Ahkam of Deen, again, the way the Quran has explained it and expressed it is absolutely wondrous. A person can marvel at the way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has done it. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the Akhbar, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the information of the people of the past, the way Allah Ta'ala does it, we will notice now. Allah Ta'ala started the surah with the incidents of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and the sajda of the angels, and the refutation of Iblis, and then how Iblis coaxed and how he carried on. And then we will see where all of this will lead us to. The methodology of the Quran is par excellence. So hence one is this, that Allah Ta'ala says, فَصَّلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ, that we had expounded it in a manner of knowledge. Secondly, وَهُدًا, we brought to them this kitab as a means of hidayat. Whatever is being discussed, the intention and the objective is not merely to learn the historical details, but it is hidayat and it is guidance. Learn by the errors of the people of the past. Learn by the good of those that were successful of the past. And then wa rahma, that this kitab came as a rahma. It came as a mercy. In hidayat, hidayat in itself is a mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the very many mercies that Allah Ta'ala has kept in this Quran Sharif, that when a person holds on to this Quran, in actual fact he will hold on to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then of course, the person gains that qurb and that nearness to Allah Ta'ala. لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. But all of this is for the community, the people who have already brought iman in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It is just to bring this iman, and then we will find that the doors of rahmah, the doors of hidayat of Allah Ta'ala will open. But what was the truth, and what is the truth and the reality of those who do not believe, and those who did not believe? هَلْ يَنْدُرُونَ إِلَّا تَأْوِيلًا. They do not wait but for its ta'wila. Ta'wila here means the outcome. The Quran has spoken about qiyamah, so now there is this wait and see approach. Let's see what would happen when we there, then we will decide what we need to do. But here it is such a being there that we cannot decide anything. Allah Ta'ala will be the decider, and there is no way that we are going to move at our own will. And hence, when we looked at the Quraysh of Makkah more especially, not only were they waiting for the outcome, they were many times hastening the outcome, asking Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to bring this Qiyamah forward so that everything gets done and everybody is done. And hence Allah Ta'ala says that man reads this kitab, but yet he waits for the outcome. Let's see what happens over there. يَوْمَ يَأْتِي تَأْوِيلُهُ Allah Ta'ala says the day when its outcome will be presented, when it will be there, we will have all the outcomes, all the results will be all available. Allah says, يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ نَسُوهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ Those who had forgotten the day of Qiyamah from before will say, قَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُولُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقَّ Certainly the Rasuls, the messengers of our Rabb had come. Two things. The acknowledgement of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam is clear in the ayat. But the second thing that Allah Ta'ala shows is Rabbina, of our Rabb. Now they will believe that Allah is the Rabb. Now they will believe that these Rasuls, these Anbiya, were sent by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Again, too late. Not a few seconds late, a whole life late. That this is the life of the hereafter now, and that will be not accepted. When now they realize that there is no way to penetrate, there is no way to have their own way, and they will be able to get success. Now what do they do? The second thing is this, فَهَلْ لَنَا مِنْ شُفَعَىٰ Are there any shufa'a? Are there any intercessors? What these intercessors should do? فَيَشْفَعُوا لَنَا So that they may intercede on our behalf. Can Allah Rabbul Izzat perhaps listen to somebody else and then we get najat? That is all in the hands of Allah, and the intercession will be for the believers, for those who have brought iman and left this world in a state of iman. That will be the first line of action that they will be looking for. The second line of action, they will not find any shufa'a, they will not find any intercessors. Oh nuraddu, then we be returned. Return to where? Return back to this dunya. فَنَعْمَلَ غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلَ And we practice practices besides that we had practiced before. In other words, whatever we had done, we committed kufr, disobedience, now we'll go back. And when we go back, we will do better so that we come back onto the day of Qiyamah. But who are you fooling? This is never going to happen. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ They have lost themselves. They have deviated themselves. And hence, وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ Man spends an entire lifetime fabricating in the name of Allah, and all of that will be lost to them. They were saying in this world that their idols will intercede. They were saying in this world, they pray so that those idols will gain them closeness to Allah. All that fabrications will be lost, and hence neither would man be able to return onto this earth, and never would there be a shafaat, an intercession for a person that left this world in a state of kufr. So coming back to the very original, this kitab, this Quran, Allah has given us in very beautiful ways. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is reminding us about our relationship with Allah, our iman with Allah, our yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the akhirat. Let us try and fortify that so that Allah ta'ala keeps us on iman and Allah ta'ala takes us with iman. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.